its current state here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. When someone sustains a traumatic brain injury, the road to recovery can be extremely difficult. Beyond medical care and attention, brain injury patients have emotional, social, physical, and spiritual needs to be met while they work to recover. Origami is a nonprofit brain injury rehabilitation center founded in Mason to provide a continuum of care for adults with traumatic brain injuries. Their goal is to maximize recovery and restore quality of life and independence. Our guest for our Neighbors in Action segment this week is Executive Director of Origami, Tammy Hanna. Welcome to Current State.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
This is so interesting. You started working at Origami in 2000 as an intern, and you anticipated being there for only 3 months. It is 16 years later. You're still there. What happened?
I'm still there. You know, there's just something about Origami and the field of brain injury that captures you. It's a field that is dynamic and rewarding. There's a lot of challenges involved, and I thrive on that. So certainly, yeah, that 3 months passed, and I was offered a position, and I accepted it, and I'm very happy about that because every year brings something new for me.
Did you have a different career path in mind, or?
Well, I was a new grad, and it was my final clinical rotation, and I was it was a lottery system. I'm a grad from Saginaw Valley State University. It was a lottery system of where you got placed. So I was placed in traumatic brain injury with MSU and Origami, and I had planned on doing hand therapy specialization as an occupational therapist after I graduated. But the jobs in 2000 for the occupational therapy field were slim. And so, quite frankly, 2 weeks into my fieldwork rotation, when I was offered the position to start 3 months later, mm-hmm. I accepted it just thinking, well, it's a good short-term option for me to be able to have something paid, start paying off my student loans, and wait for a hand therapy job to come up. And here I am.
What are the specific kinds of care that is your focus at Origami? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. We have many services, 14 different types of services. So from occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech-language pathology. We also have a recreational therapist, vocational therapy, psychology, social work, nursing. So anything, you think about the brain and all that it can impact.
Of course.
And then all of the specialty services that are necessary to help kind of put those pieces back together. That's what we have at Origami.
Yeah. How many patients have you served at Origami? Do you know?
Yes, actually, we're getting very close to serving our 1,000th client from the time that we opened in 97. And with every year, we continue to see an increase in the number of people that we've served. Last year, we served nearly 200 people.
And that's because you've expanded what your offerings. Talk to us how Origami has expanded over the years.
Sure. You know, when Origami first started in 97, the focus was residential programming, individuals with a traumatic brain injury that needed 24/7 supervised care. And they soon realized early on that as people progress, they don't need the residential program anymore. They can come to Origami for outpatient services. So then we built more buildings to be able to serve outpatients. And then we realized that, you know, there's a lot more brain injuries out there that need our care beyond traumatic brain injuries, such as stroke, and aneurysms, tumors, epilepsy. Those are all forms of brain injury. So we've expanded along the way, and we're very good at being able to serve a variety of different types of brain injury. So that's an area that we've expanded upon is not just serving traumatic brain injury, but also leading all the way to mild traumatic brain injury or in concussions. We hear a lot about concussions. We're serving a lot of individuals with mild TBI at this point, too.
We are talking with Tammy Hanna, Executive Director of the nonprofit Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason, as part of Current State's Neighbors in Action. It must be compelling. I imagine it's compelling to watch any sick person, any person with some kind of disorder or physical or mental problem, recover. Mm-hmm. Just observing that recovery process. What is it like at Origami to witness that?
Sure.
I mean, I imagine there are cases where it's dramatic. There must be cases where it's a lot more frustrating and it just takes an awful lot longer for people to get their lives back. Talk to us about that.
You've described that perfectly. I think the number one question I often get from family, friends, just anybody is, how do you do that work? Working with brain injury has to be so challenging.
It sounds rewarding and
yes.
and extremely challenging.
Yes.
50-50. It almost sounds 50-50.
Well, you know, I think the beauty of it all is that when you see a challenge, you also see opportunity. The opportunity to help that individual and lead the family along in recovery and being able to see those successful steps of progress. And sometimes there are leaps and bounds. And then other times it's celebrating those baby steps, just mm-hmm. being able to stand up out of a wheelchair, maybe not walking yet, but celebrating the fact that they can stand up out of that chair. There's a level of appreciation and dedication, devotion, a passion that is required of anybody working in the field of brain injury. You just mm-hmm. have to embrace it and see those opportunities. And it's hard work for everybody involved, in mm-hmm. particular the clients. And I think one of the challenges with our population, too, is sometimes after a brain injury, you don't even realize, you don't have the awareness that you would ordinarily of all that has been injured or that's changed. And so we're also helping to educate people about their injury and how it's changed them, because their memory may be impacted and just their sense of understanding of what's even going on, their orientation to what day it is. Mm. So those are all the different levels of challenges. But then we also serve those people that may come to us, only need us for maybe 3 or 4 weeks to help resolve some headaches or dizziness or any other type of symptoms that may be related to concussions.
How does your partnership with, I know you work with MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine mm-hmm. and Peckham. How do those partnerships enhance the care you're able to provide?
Oh, tremendously. It's certainly a niche. I think having those resources available to us is just incredibly important and certainly contributes to Origami's success and the type of outcomes we're able to achieve. Michigan State University's College of Osteopathic Medicine is highly involved. All of their physicians are involved. We have our medical director, Dr. Rebecca Wyatt, is an MSU physician, and she oversees every client that we see at Origami in the care plan. We have 24/7 physician oversight provided from Michigan State University, and then obviously just all the resources of the academic. You know, we're very driven to be a teaching facility. So just last year, we served over 20 interns and 53 job shadows. So we embrace that kind of university affiliation mm-hmm. and teaching others how to do what we do. And then Peckham, of course, brings a tremendous reputation in our community and ability to help individuals with disabilities get back to some form of productivity.
Certainly.
And so the two together who created Origami, they created this unique joint alliance and identified the need in our community for Origami, and they're both entities are still very involved every day.
We have less than a minute, but I want to make room certainly for the charity event going on right now that you and many other charities are participating in. Tell us a little bit about the Big Banquet, BANGQUET, Community Charity Challenge.
Absolutely. I would invite listeners to go to Origami's website, origamirehab.org. And on that homepage, you'll see a graphic where you can click and it'll take you right to the listing of all the charities that you could submit a $5 vote for and vote as many times as you want. But I'd like to share that Origami's funds all go towards our Unfolding Potential Fund. There's many people that need our services that can't afford it. They don't have the ability to pay. And so those proceeds will be dedicated towards that.
A fantastic mission that you've undertaken here. We want to thank Tammy Hanna, Executive Director of the nonprofit Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason. Tammy, thanks for joining us. Continued success.
Thank you.
Current States looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us a suggestion, currentstate@wkar.org, or tweet us @KARCurrentState and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.